My name's Ben Broadbent. I'm a third-year student now at Mount A, studying. I'm gonna apply for my honors in French, minor in history, and I've been working with camps and different areas with children because that's sort of what I want to do, whether it's teaching or higher education. So, trying to get myself involved in lots of different ways, and this is one of them.
Okay, and so your position with Mount A Summer Camps, are you, you know, what kind of a role do you have with that?
So Mount A Summer Camps, I'm working with Tabitha and Experiential Learning, where I've been given an internship to run the Mountie program, which is a brand new setup for kids with exceptionalities and special needs who otherwise wouldn't be able to attend camp. My two goals for the camp and this program are just to provide independent and social skills for after camp. So kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to attend now can, because I'm going to sort of act as a shadow. I don't want to overstep, but I want to be there when they turn around and need that extra hand to complete an activity, and sort of just as the week goes on, pushing them more and more to be the best versions of themselves, because they're all capable. They just need that extra help.
Okay. And so this is something new for Mount A Summer Camps. This is not necessarily something that has been done in the past. Where did this idea come from?
So all the credit definitely has to go to McMaster's sports camp that they have in Hamilton, Ontario. They run a camp with about 400 kids each week, and 10 of those campers and 30 counselors are dedicated to their Marauder program, the McMaster Marauders, and they do the same thing. They work one-on-one with a kid each week, and there's three counselors for one kid, so they're provided with that one-on-one support as the week goes on. And that's, I fell in love with that role last year. I met there's two kids in particular who I'll probably never forget, and then I worked with seven others who were equally as amazing, and I loved every moment there. So I figured with my internship, why not bring that sort of thing here, which is what I've been doing now for, and we're into week four.
Have you heard from parents and kids about, you know, how this program is being received?
Yeah, so right away, it wasn't as much feedback as I would have liked in that first month, especially. I learned how to wait and be patient, for sure. There was two kids that I had right off the bat who are actually here all summer with us, so I get to see them every day for 9 weeks, which is even better. And there was probably a three-week wait period where I didn't hear much from anyone else. I'd reached out to 30, 40 organizations and high schools, middle schools, elementary schools. The Autism Resource Center, a shout out to them. They were incredible with the support. And it took probably two or three weeks before I started getting calls and emails sort of out of the blue too. I remember my first one was 5 o'clock on a Wednesday night after work. And I was kind of sitting on the couch like, uh-oh, it's getting close to camps now. Where's all the kids? And it was actually my head coach, Richard Bennick from badminton, who called me and said that his Schools Plus program has three kids that they'd like to sponsor and bring to camp. And we've already had two of them come by. They've been incredible. Two little boys. They were the best thing ever. And that was the first step into making this grow. And, you know, now we have a wait list of six kids who, you know, unfortunately there's only one of me, so we can't bring everyone to camp, but that just shows that next year, if this is a possibility, there's interest.
Okay, I see. So is it like, in terms of the extra counselors that are on duty, is it just you this term or
yeah,
this year?
This is just me with the one-on-one.
Do you think it, you know, is something, I mean, clearly it sounds like there's demand for it to grow.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's actually another student at Mount A who's shown interest in taking this role or being a part of this role next year in the summer. So whether I'm here or not, there's interest both on both sides, which is obviously amazing to make this sustainable. And whether it works as if there's one counselor like me running with one kid every day per week, or if we do something like McMaster had, where you have three counselors sort of switching between the kid throughout the day, to give that kid lots of different perspectives and to give the counselors, you know, their time with the kid to make it worthwhile while they're there.
You mentioned that you had some experience at McMaster's before pitching this. Was there a special training? Did you need to get some certain skills in place before you took this on?
So there's no extra skills other than your first aid, criminal record checks. It was just basically showing interest, and that's what these kind of programs need, is just people who are willing to take that step. But no, there's no special training, like as if an educational assistant were to do this. So that's what I think makes this special, is that, you know, with this other student who I've heard of that would like to help out with this program, that's exactly the kind of people that you want who are just showing interest.
So it's really just, I guess the big difference is that, you know, it's the ratio. You have a one dedicated counselor who's there whenever that kid needs a little extra help.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, you know, tell me a bit about what you have on tap for camp next week. What kind of activities are the kids going to do?
Absolutely. So this week, I'll touch on this week as well, actually, if that's okay. So Science Week is this week, and that's usually the most popular week. So we're going to the lab actually after, and we're going to use liquid nitrogen, and they've made some volcanoes where in a pop bottle, and we're going to put the liquid nitrogen in, and we're going to see it fizzle up, maybe a little explosion. That's going to be awesome. Next week is our all-Canadian road trip. So each day we're going to tackle a different province or territory, do some activities really related to Canada with our older kids. And then I really getting them outside and engaged because the sun is beautiful this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've been surviving the heat so far.
They've been surviving so far.
All right. Anything else I should have asked that I didn't ask you about?
No, I just think that if there's any, again, if there's any interest, that this is a program where it's just people who care. And if you want to take something like this on, you just got to go ask someone, and anything can happen with it.
So you're looking for in the future, both participants, you want to make sure parents know about this program.
Absolutely.
And you also want potential counselors to step forward and
if this program grows, yeah, sustainability for this would be something. I don't care if my name's ever attached to it. I just want the Mountie program to be here in 20 years when I'm here for my reunion. So that'd be awesome.
That's Ben Broadbent of the Mountie program with Mount Allison Summer Camps. There's already a waiting list for spots in the Mountie program, but interested parents can get in touch through the regular Mountie Summer Camp registration process.